Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. And it is my pleasure to have back in the studio Joe McCullough from the Maysville Players. Joe, very good morning to you.
How are you today?
Doing fine.
Yeah, good, good.
We are talking about the Neil Simon Classic, Brighton Beach Memoirs, which you are directing.
Yes, sir.
And which is going to curtains up April 18th and runs through the 28th.
Yes. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. So come join us.
Absolutely. This is one of a trilogy for Neil Simon.
Yeah.
Called his Eugene Trilogy.
His Eugene Trilogy,
yeah.
That Eugene kind of stands in for Neil Simon as a autobiographical kind of plays, starting with this one set in 1937, Brighton Beach section of Brooklyn, New York, where Neil Simon grew up, but focusing on a young Jewish teenager, member of a Polish immigrant family, coming of age story. So we're talking 15, 16, 17, 18 year old children in the household. So got some things going on, so a little more adult themes happening here. So beware of that. Understand that we're talking about some things that might not be so appropriate for your younger children, preteens. So very much heartfelt, heartwarming story about growing up, and especially coming out of the Great Depression, what families were going through at that time.
Yeah.
The idea that this is a mixed family of you've got a central family of Eugene's family, and then you've also got the mom's sister and her two children living with them, because that's what you had to do. You were in a situation where you had no money. Everybody lived together, and there is even the possibility that there might be more coming. They're a Jewish family, immigrants. They've come from Europe, so they're seeing all the news about what's happening in Germany in the late 30s and going into World War II. So there's the possibility that more family will be joining them soon.
Looking forward to following their exploits
and
adventures.
Exactly.
Now, on Broadway, had some heavy hitters.
Matthew
playing.
Broderick, of course.
Jason Alexander.
Yeah. And
so who are our heavy hitters in Maysville?
Well, Aidan Dean, who has been in some of the Maysville Junior productions over the last couple of years, is our Eugene. Really having a great time with him and watching him grow as he's doing the show. A couple of other of our junior performers, Ali Cassio and Natalie Baker, on stage with us. Thomas Matheny, who is a student at UK, has been traveling back and forth from Lexington to do rehearsals with us, which has been a struggle at times, but a very talented young man. Natalie's mom, Anna, is playing our mom, Kate, and then Nikki Jarrett, who has been in several productions for the Maysville Players, is rejoining us for this production as well, and a very new face, a gentleman named Rich Dorton, is playing Dad. So it's just a really nice little group ensemble that has really gotten to become a family unto themselves.
You know, I love the parallels. Coming of age story, and Nikki Jarrett been following her and performed with her for years.
Neat.
For years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not old, I am. But, you know. And so to see the young players starting to develop and grow into more adult parts, it's got to be really gratifying.
Well, and it's very satisfying to see these kids that I worked with last year with High School Musical, as I was, you know, my first experience really with the kids around here, and to go, oh, these guys got some talent. And that has been one of the great things since I moved to Maysville, is just seeing the amount of talent that has available to be utilized on stage here at the Players.
Center of the universe.
There you go. It's on the T-shirt, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's $20 for adults, 15 for students, and like you said, it Thursday through Saturday, 7:30, Sunday afternoon matinee, and that's for the next 2 weeks. Starts on the 18th and runs through the 28th. You can get your tickets now
online
at MaysvillePlayers.net.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us a little bit, because you're settled into town now.
Yeah,
Everybody knows your wife's president at MCTC.
At the community college. Yeah.
So, and you just kind of hit the ground running when you came into town.
Well, it was one of those decisions of, am I retired or just unemployed? So I had to figure out something to do. And my background has been theater for a long time and hadn't done a whole lot of it. You know, spent 20 plus years trying to raise three kids while we were in West Virginia. So, you know, kind of coming back here, finding out that the community theater is really active and doing some things, and got involved, and it's been a joy to just jump in and use my experience, my background to some degree, to try to do some things around here, to get really involved, and just having a great time doing it.
That's fantastic, and I know that the audiences are appreciating it as well.
Well, thank you for that. I think a thing that I really want to point out that I think the audiences are really starting to appreciate is the sets that we are coming up with. It's been a great joy to work with Chris Myrick, and he and I created a train on stage for Murder on the Orient Express a couple of shows back. We've got a big dollhouse set. If you haven't seen it, check out our Facebook page, because we've been showing it through construction. We've had a couple of people come in and go, oh, wow. And I have to say, yeah, we built a house on stage, and we literally have built a house on stage.
Wow.
You even have a bathroom. It's not working. Don't let anybody use it.
You know, what I love about Maysville is how the community and the region embraces the arts. Mm. The Washington Opera House, I think now it's the fourth oldest theater, mm-hmm, still in use in the nation.
As a theater,
mm-hmm, and run by the oldest theater group in Kentucky. And the thing about it is, the play, you know, you have a lot of, theater groups have to scramble to find venues, mm-hmm, to do their productions.
Yep.
Maysville is fortunate enough, the Players
has a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it literally has a home that is always there. It's great rehearsal space. It's great production space. It's great talent. It is great support from top down that I have just gotten all the kinds of, you know, what can we do for you? What can we do for you? Can we help you? Can you help you? If you need any help, give us a call. And, you know, so I'm just ecstatic about that.
Yeah. I love this community.
Yeah.
I really do.
Exactly.
Which direction do I want to go next? Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to talk about. We talked about the cast. You talked a little bit about the sets. For anybody who would like to be in the theater, even if you have like stage fright and wouldn't be comfortable on stage, there are so many different things that you can do to be a part of a Player's production.
Exactly. Well, with this one particularly, there's not a lot of backstage work with it,
right,
because it all happens out front. But generally, with our productions, there are people to run flies, people, you know, which is the scenery that goes up and down on backdrops. There are people to help with props. There are people to help with costumes. We need people to donate costumes and things like that if they've got old clothes that they want to give away. But certainly the idea of anybody working backstage, I mean, we are thrilled. We've had kids who have, I know that one of the kids that I worked with in high school musical last year has now opened up this whole venue for himself about working in sound and running,
nice,
you know, running microphones and doing the running the music and things for the shows and recording and doing things like that. And he's gotten very involved in sound design.
Yeah.
You have people that do the junior productions may not be really comfortable. I don't want to be out front, be one of the stars of the show, but certainly if you've got a cast of 30 or 40 in the production, I can do a dance step. I can be back out there, be one of the crowd yelling and jumping up and down. That's awesome. I can be part of the group and know that group dynamic and that group support.
Right. And everything else from being an usher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just
taking tickets, whatever it is.
Yeah. And the fact, and talking about the sound, that is wonderful because the theater has such great acoustics.
It does. It does. And we're hopefully doing a little bit of updating to try to make it even better. We have got some new screens on the wall out in the lobby to kind of give you what's happening in the future, what's going on. It's all just trying to inch into a little bit more into the present and into the future.
And we couldn't do it, of course, without the patrons.
Oh, no, there's no way. From just the individual ticket buyers to those who, I say again, just donate things that we need and also support us monetarily.
Yes. If you want to know more about being in the theater, being a part of it, give the theater a call, 564-3666, easy number to remember, and go ahead and get involved.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it since 79 in one form or another, and I just, like you said, it's a family.
Well, and, it just envelops the people who get involved, and look for more people to get involved, grow out into the community, and hey, come on, you want to be? We got a barn. Come on, we'll do a show.
Oh my God, Mom will do the costumes.
That's right. I'll do the makeup. Good. Poof.
Oh my goodness. Joe, it is great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to pass along? You want to talk about upcoming productions?
Well, the next thing happening for us will be the junior production of a kids production and the camps that we run during the summer, which are I can't remember quite the dates, but follow us on MaysvillePlayers.com or our Facebook page. There are the dates in June. They are the second and third week of June.
And the thing about those camps, they sell out fast.
Exactly. We've already got people signing up for it, and we haven't really even started advertising it yet. So please, if you've got kids, we've got from 5 to all the way up to high school, different breaks for 1 week. 1 week is the real small kids. The next week is for the older kids. We'll be doing Matilda Jr. As our kids show after the camps. It will run in August, and then we'll start the next season coming up right after that. We hope to do all three of these shows in the trilogy, in the Eugene trilogy, over the next couple of years. So do Biloxi Blues next year and Broadway Bound the year after that.
Fun. Joe, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you. Ow! No.
I hope you have a wonderful time. And I know, of course, our audiences, we've got great audiences, appreciate the theater. And that's something that I always tell anybody who is nervous about being on stage, you're playing to friends.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And they are warm and loving and accepting of all.
And it's always amazing when you see somebody on stage just like, God, I never knew they had that talent.
Mm-hmm.
It just those kind of surprises.
Well, and the surprises of I didn't know they had that kind of talent, and look how much they have grown over the years, to follow somebody like Nikki or to see the kids who are going to be in this production. It's going to be great to watch them and what's happening over their lifetime.
Well, Joe, thank you again.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you again soon.
Awesome.
City Beat is brought to you today by the City of Maysville.